I think I do need to clarify. I may have misunderstood what a conjugal visit was.
You think it's just a friendly visit?
Yeah, I thought it was just a visit that where touching was allowed. But when I looked up the word conjugal, it means marital. So
yeah.
It's to have sex.
Yeah, but even then, you were making weird comments before, bud.
I feel like all the other comments...
You said, I love my uncle, but in a weird way.
Everything you said made us believe that you knew what conjugal visits were.
I mean, yeah, I thought you were just playing wrong coy. With that. We'll play coy with you.
You shouldn't have sex with your uncle, especially if you're a boy.
Damn it.
All right, so what happened? I don't remember.
Andy,
here why don't you read the paper.
The newspaper, the Junk Ford Journal.
I didn't see it in there.
It's a little bit, it's a couple messages up.
Oh, okay. The Junk Ford Journal. Betrayal, break-ins, and boom boom saws? After dealing with the pesky police officer, our crew was summoned to Shop de Mystique by Skullock, your friendly potion dispenser and uncle, maybe? Two chuckles. They found the store ransacked some nudie magazines and shoelock missing. They also found a recipe for boom boom sauce, a condiment explosive that certainly can't backfire on our arson experts. They were offered help from Baz to sneak into the prison where Shoelock was being held prisoner. The captain agreed to get himself arrested and with Tawny's help get himself a cell next to an old crewmate. Squish became a cook at the prison. Juckles entered last under the guise of a conjugal visit. It was then that a bombshell was dropped. Not literally, although known this lot. Baz had Shoelock thrown in prison. And now the prison alarms have gone off and the crew is ironically stuck inside of the prison that they were trying to sneak into. How deep is Baz's betrayal? How will they get out? Will Chuckles ever learn what conjugal means? Tune in next time.
Did you deliberately misspell my name? The D is silent.
I think I spell it differently every time, or I just always spell it Chuckles.
It's like William Shakespeare did that. There's like six different ways Shakespeare spelled his name, apparently. We'll just do the same thing.
All right. Yeah, I guess I'm basically Shakespeare.
Basically, but with a hat. Shakespeare might have worn a hat at one point.
How could anybody ever know that?
He's definitely eaten an onion.
Oh, yeah. Raw.
I mean, what else did they eat in England?
Frogs.
Meats. Puddings made of meat. What a terrible place to live.
That actually sounds pretty good.
Meat pie?
Yeah.
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 Well, anyway, well, you guys are in prison. Just to give everyone a quick reminder, although that newspaper summed it up fairly quickly. Chuckles, you're with Skullock in an interrogation room. You just got the bomb dropped on you that Baz is the one who threw him in there. Squish, you're over in the kitchens, kind of in the interior of the main floor. And Captain, you are in a cell, upside down.
Well, your token is definitely
flipped. Just so everybody knows, we're not biologically related.
Are you telling that to Skylock?
No. You're just screaming it as you walk into the conjugal visit.
We're biologically related.
Yes, we're figurative uncles.
To each other.
You guys are both a couple of funkles.
Uncle Fat Fingers.
I tried to work that into the newspaper, but it was too many words.
Uncle Fat Fingers?
I'm scared.
Is this in character?
No, it's both. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know why the alarms are going off.
I imagine.
So all three of you in your respective rooms all of a sudden are hearing just this blaring klaxon that's just going off. It's coming from the interior of the prison. It's just, you know, just a warning bell. Around all of you, guards start filing up. You see them. They're grabbing guns. They're grabbing their whatever. They're getting dressed wherever they may be. And it's just general chaos kind of everywhere. You are hearing and seeing people just kind of run back and forth in multiple directions as everyone's trying to figure out what the heck is going on.
Hey, wait, I have a question.
Yes.
Did we tell Dee Dee to climb over the tower? I remember that being briefly brought up.
Yes. So Dee Dee was told to climb up the wall and wait for your signal. I don't know if you guys ever decided what a signal was or how you were going to inform Dee Dee of that, but, you know, let me, sorry, hold on. The curtain's open and I keep getting sunlight right in my eyes.
Watch out for the rabbits.
Yeah. But yes, Dee Dee is there, and Dee Dee has heard the alarms go off as well.
Oh, he's going to be scared.
In fact, everyone in the general area can hear the alarms going off.
Can one of us do that?
Extra pack of cigarettes.
The finger whistles? You know,
I can't.
I mean, your character could, though. This is your chance to be someone you're not.
Mm.
No, okay.
No.
Captain?
Does anyone want to roll it? Does anyone, can you, Captain?
What, whistle? Yeah. Yeah, I learned it on the sea. Flashback. I learned it on the sea. And flashback.
All right.
Excellent role playing.
That's the fastest one you've ever seen, isn't it? Fastest flashback in the game. Pow, pow.
Family Guy-esque, truly.
We're done.
Yeah. Captain can whistle pretty well.
Okay. I mean, and that could be a signal for the goddamn monkey.
Oh, okay. Is that your flashback? You taught the monkey to whistle?
No, the monkey's not willing to respond to a whistle.
All right, Brandon, give me this flashback of you you telling the monkey what the signal is.
The monkey, Dee Dee? All right,
yeah,
so we're sitting in the corner of the shack, and I've been working on this for days, and I haven't. We're both smoking cigarettes, kind of like all hunched over, kind of like we're like talking it out, like this. And I just keep saying, I just keep, no, it's like this. And he doesn't see, he's not, he keeps trying to run away, but I grab him and put another cigarette in his mouth. And no, it's yeah, that's the whole flashback. He eventually gets it.
Wait, did you teach the monkey to whistle, or did you teach the monkey what the whistle meant?
What the missile meant. He means okay. Come.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Good.
All right. Flashback over.
All right.
All right. And next to you, Captain, your old shipmate Bugsby, he's like, Captain, do you hear those alarms?
Aye. What do you think they be for?
Well, I don't know, sir, but I'm very alarmed to hear them.
Oh, that's pretty good. You haven't lost your spirit, son. Well, let's start banging on the doors and see if these guards will come and tell us what's up. And I start kicking at the door, banging loudly. But I don't think I'm being overheard because of the alarms now that I think about it. But I keep banging and loud. What the hell's going on?
Squish, in the chef's corner, in the kitchen, what it's more properly known as, one of the other cooks or one of the other workers comes in and he goes, come on, let's go. We got to go. That's the alarm bells. Are you ready? Are you dressed?
What are they for? Why wouldn't I be dressed? I'm in the chef's corner.
Boots, helmet, guns.
I'm not a guard.
And he quickly takes you into another room, which is like their sleeping quarters. You can kind of see it here on the map. You go out from the kitchen into a dining room. into his sleeping corner, and he kind of throws open one of his bunks and he throws a helmet at you, and he throws a pair of boots, assuming you're not wearing them.
Okay, I put them on. Do I get a weapon? How am I supposed to protect myself?
Go to the armory. Were you not outfitted? Were you not given one on day one?
No.
What?
I think the chef is kind of a drunk.
Listen, you gotta find something. That alarm means that there's a riot going on inside the prison.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Where's the armory?
He points directly behind him, and he says, it's in the room directly behind us, but you have to go back out through the hallway all the way back to get there.
So I go out here, and all the way around?
Yep.
Okay, well, I start doing that.
All right. While you're out doing that, another guard comes in, Chuckles. Two guards come in to Chuckles and Skylock. Now, Skylock's pretty beaten up. He's an old, frail man on the best of days, and he's had a pretty rough couple of days. And one of the guards picks him, kind of grabs him. And he also grabs you, Chuckles, and he says, every prisoner back in his cell. Come on. And
no,
they start leading you
down. No, not my uncle. We're just getting started.
They pick you up as well, what? Chuckles, and just start. It's for your own protection, sir. Hurry. And they start taking you down this hallway.
Oh, I am kicking the entire time.
What?
I'm kicking my tiny little feet.
Can I do that thing where, like, I walk right by him as he's getting dragged away in the hallway?
And you play it cool, or you try and help me? Nope, he's frozen.
Oh.
That's a great one, too. Get a screenshot of that one.
Oh.
Oh, he's back.
No, I definitely play it cool. But I look at you and go, what did you do?
This is bullshit. I want my uncle.
Check his hat for onions.
What?
More and more guards are starting to kind of crowd and push into the hallway. Chuckles, they turn you down a corner, and you actually walk past the captain now.
Wait!
You see kind of the general jail cell you're at?
What the fuck?
What's going on?
Do something!
I'm kicking!
Kicking? Well, we're all kicking! It's not doing anything! As I imagine this big guard is just has me completely picked up and manhandled. I'm just kicking like a child.
He's kind of like holding you like a disgruntled cat, you know, kind of far away, so your kicks don't really reach him. If you want to try to struggle and get out of the way, though, you're more than welcome to. There are two guards, though. One with you and one with Skylock.
I am as impotent as the captain right now.
I resent that fact.
It's a little fact.
I resent it.
Yeah. Yeah. What the hell is going on here?
There's that alarm, the one talking to you, Shrekles, the guard holding you like a naughty kitty, that's the riot alarm. Prisoners are being let. We don't know what's happening. I don't know if we're being attacked. None of the prisoners are out of their cage yet, but those are definitely the riot alarms. Protocol is everyone goes back into their cells, guests included.
I'm not a prisoner. Throw me outside. I don't belong here. I'm innocent.
You
I got
be
rights.
One of the rioters.
I'm clearly
you could
be
not. One of the rioters.
How could I be one of the rioters? I am under control. Just throw me out.
You're screaming, sir.
I am screaming. I'm terrified. I don't want to be here. I want my uncle. Or a phone call.
Well, they eventually lead you down through the prison. So I don't know if you guys can all see this, but you start here in the upper left-hand corner, or sorry, right-hand corner, and you zig down and down and down. And finally, they put you in a cell right next to Skylock. Now, they did lock the door behind them, or shut the door behind them. It latched, but it really didn't lock.
Ah.
But they did lock Skylock back in.
Well, he read my mind. So I did notice it didn't quite latch.
Yeah, okay. Like they're more worried about everyone else. They kind of just slam the door. It is a heavy door, but it's not like it is unlocked. You don't have to try to unlock it. But Skylock is locked in his.
I grab my walkie-talkie. Juckles, come in, Juckles.
What the hell is that?
Juckles!
My pants! They know who I am!
Oh my god, hello. The walkie-talkie.
Pants! It's me, Juckles!
Yes, Juckles, I know!
What? How long have you been able to talk?
The whole time!
Oh my god, I've just been sitting on you.
Yeah, that's very uncomfortable for me.
Wow. Okay, should I take you off now?
Yes. Take me over your shoulders.
No. Try that again.
You want to roll persuasion to see if you can get him to take his pants off?
We're not doing it.
Yes. Yes, I do.
No.
But
oh, here, let me
I do not consent.
He might not even get it. Just relax.
So for this, I would definitely say it depends. If you're commanding him to do it, that's like you're yelling at him to do it. If you try to sway him, that's more of like, you know, sweet talking kind of.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm definitely going to sway him. Come on. This is so uncomfortable.
You got to get a 6 on this too, by the way. That's nothing less. He does not take off his pants.
These aren't my pants talking. It's just walkie-talkie that I made. Hello. Who is this? The president?
Yes, this is the president. You should take off your pants.
I hate you. That's it. No more role-playing with you. What do you want?
How was your time with your uncle?
Thanks for the help, by the way.
Yeah, this was all part of the plan.
What? No, it wasn't.
Oh.
Was it?
Yes, you just weren't there.
Oh. Okay. All right, well, let me know when it's over.
Yeah, so where are you?
I'm in jail. Yeah.
What did you do?
Yeah, I'm as surprised as you are. I did nothing, and also you didn't help. Also, what are you doing?
I'm going to get a weapon.
That's pretty cool. What kind of weapon?
I don't know. I have to make it to the armory first. Would you want me to try to get you one?
Yeah. Give me something cool, like a mace or something.
You know what? Like a ninja star?
No, that's too dangerous. For me. I'd hurt myself with one of those. Bring me like
But not with a mace.
No. No. I have great mastery of maces, probably, I'm sure.
If they have one shaped like a fist, you want that?
I mean, just see what they got and pick the coolest thing for me.
Okay.
You know what I like, I think, right? Now that we've been friends for probably 3 or 4 whole days.
Onions and punching nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know me pretty good.
Definitely dislike holes in floors.
Yes. I'm pretty upset about that. And puns. Wait, this is not going anywhere. What now what are we going to do? What, have you seen the captain? Where's the captain? I saw the captain. He's in jail, too. What are we going to do? Oh. Squish has frozen. What did you say? Everything froze.
Are we frozen?
I'm not frozen.
I'm not frozen. I'm fine. Frozen. I'm coloring.
Wow.
What are you coloring?
I made my character blasting a thing with a sword.
That sword is not to scale.
No, but neither am I. Is Andy ever coming back?
He said his Discord crashed.
Okay.
He's back.
Where were we? You're back.
Yeah. So, wait. All right, you're going to go to the armory. And then and then what? Bust out the captain? No, wait. Come get me first. The captain can handle it. He's probably used to prison jails.
You're not really a prisoner, though, so how are they keeping you there?
I don't know, but you're right. It's unconstitutional. Is he frozen again? Or did she say really stump him?
That's a really big constitution question.
Yes. It's unconstitutional.
Captain.
No, he unfroze for a second. Now he's refroze.
With a hat.
I feel like I'm in my prison cell drawing on the wall.
There's just chaos going on around you. And the other, on one side is your little friend Bugsby, the frail old man who can't see very well, and he has given these greats all his might. He's just like, with his frail little arms, let me out! He's trying to like grab guards as they run past. On the opposite side of you, or further down, I should say, you hear a pretty slurred, but
Oh, sorry, that was me. I was sending a message to Andy.
You hear this slurred voice going, I recognize that voice, that melodic singing. Sir? Hello? Are you that pirate?
What? Who is this? I'm busy.
It's Turnswallow.
No, it's definitely not me then.
Oh. I don't even know how many days I've been here. Last thing I remember is a party and the explosion.
You were pretty wasted. Even by my standards, lad.
I thought you weren't there.
I wasn't. Or was I?
Do you know what's going on? Can you hear anything?
It seems like the alarms are going off, and we're both in prison. How are you?
Not well. And you hear this kind of like retching sound in the corner of his prison cell.
Are you still drunk? Oh, he's gone.
I don't think so, but I've been drunk for so.
My God. I think you might be hungover, lad. You know what helps that? Some whiskey. And I've got some. The guards thought they got it all, but they didn't look everywhere.
It's just an entire bottle of Ten High. Do you have a peg leg that's like a flask?
I wish. That would make this hiding this a lot easier.
It explains limping.
Yes, it sure does. It sure does. Anywho.
So are you just in prison, in your cell, just kind of singing and drawing to yourself?
Yeah, well, it's like I got nothing better to do. Oh, I've got the cat. Paul! How's he doing?
Yes.
How you doing? I just remembered you're still on my shoulder.
It's very damp and dark and hot in here. It's sewn into your lining.
You can't feel heat. You're made of wood. Like wicker.
Stone. But fair.
You got me there.
Did you say or wicker?
Like wicker.
You thought the cat was made of wicker?
Wood, like wicker.
From the cell next to you, you hear this this little like thump as Bugsby's thrown himself against the door of the prison cell.
Bugsby, knock it off. Just relax. We'll get out of this. The old captain's here. I've got a plan.
When you say I got a plan, a guard rushes in and the two guards that are already in there kind of like, you know, what did you do? And they don't recognize, and a scuffle breaks out. This single man is huge, tall, bald-headed, no neck, scars on his face, and he manages to punch one of the guards just straight out, just TKO, falls over. The other one starts scuffling, but eventually he gets the upper hand and ties up the single guard with a rope. He turns around, and it's Tawny.
Tawny! About time, lad. Let's get going. Can you help me out?
He kind of wanders up to your cage and gives you a good look over and frees the people around you. He goes first up to these two thugs that are just in between and just opens up their cages, lets them out. He lets Turn Swallow out, but Turn Swallow doesn't leave because Turn Swallow is just staring at the door, kind of dazed. He lets Bugsby out, your little frail old man, but he just kind of looks at you, Captain, and he goes, the plan was never to let you out.
Oh, how dare you? Yeah, you better not let me out. The best plan you've had all day is not letting me out.
And as he walks away, two of the thugs follow him, but not before taking the shirts and guard's uniform off the two men that were knocked out and tossing them in the jail cells and locking them up.
Wow, this looks dire. What about Bugsby? Is he not going to let me out? Bugsby, I'm your captain.
He kind of, Bugsby turns and he looks at you and he goes, what do you expect me to do?
Open the door.
I don't have a key.
Go get it.
Good thought, sir. And he runs out and you hear his little feet patter down the hallway.
I think I remembered why I was laughing that day.
What does Bugsby look like?
I imagine Bugsby. He looks kind of like... Oh, go ahead.
Kind of like Newton.
No, go ahead.
Newman?
Tell me what you think.
I was thinking he looks like Bugsby the Rabbit if he was just like humanoid.
Isn't Bugsby the Rabbit Bugsby already the rabbit humanoid?
Well, if he was an actual human, you know.
I don't. Who is Bugsby the Rabbit? I just got a picture of Bugs Bunny and then a dead rabbit.
Bugsby. Bubs B with a B-U-B-S-Y.
From the Sega Genesis?
Yeah.
No, it's just this picture is
no.
Boo dressed up as a...
As a rabbit?
No, he's dressed up as a pirate.
He is a very kind of shrunken, like, sun-aged guy. Long hair, lots of wrinkles, and he kind of squints. And he gives the impression that he squints both because, you know, he actually can't see, but also, you know, he's just so old that his face is kind of just formed that way. So constantly. Yeah. You ever see old people like that?
He's like
super
a bum.
Wrinkled, super tan. Like a bum. He's a bum.
Like a beach bum.
Put the bugs be on my target now. I'm coming for
you. You got a list over there?
What?
No. No, I'm just like, I've added him to my target, see?
Oh, I see. You really put that description of beach bum to use.
I'm glad we clarified his looks.
Yeah. Squish, are you back? I hear you laughing, but I don't see you.
Yeah, I'm back. I don't know, my camera won't turn on.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, that's fine. Are you there? Squish, have you made your way to the armory yet? Ah.
He's back.
I think I did. Oh.
I think so. I think in the time that we've been yakking. I didn't mean to interrupt. Are you guys done with your enlightening conversation about what weapon to get?
Yeah.
Yeah, something yeah, cool. Something maybe with cool acid. That you might like. Yeah. Oop. Nothing cooking related.
All right, so, yeah, in this upper right-hand corner is the armory. There are shields, there are bludgeons, there are, swords. There are a wide variety of weapons, small guns, big guns. It's kind of a free-for-all, but there are other people in there, and they are all also, like, putting weapons on themselves and arming themselves.
All right. I would like to grab a long rifle and a bludgeon.
Okay.
And
are those names of weapons in the game or something?
I know I can have a long rifle or I think it's a big gun.
Oh, that's right. You're a hound.
Yeah. So it's better for me to.
Yes. To have a longer one and a bludgeon, right? Are you just and one of the standard issue ones that you saw earlier?
Can I like do a survey roll and see if there's any cool looking ones?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, nope.
No, they all look pretty boring.
I get one that's just been beaten up and old and rusty.
It's kind of like the one they give newbies, you know, the training bludgeon.
So it's a level one mace.
A mace?
Level one bludgeon.
It's like a cudgel.
What's a cudgel?
Or a truncheon.
Somewhere between a truncheon and a cudgel. You know. Like kind of, but not quite a baton.
Right. Also not a shillelagh.
It's not a shillelagh. Can I take the bludgeon and put some of the boom boom sauce on it?
Sure.
I keep forgetting about that.
That's a bold move.
Now, do you have all of it? Because it was just one vial. So are you going to use all of it on this?
No, I just want to put like a couple drops.
Okay.
It's more of an experiment than anything.
Sure. All right, so you put this strange kind of slightly glowing orange liquid on the top of this training cudgel.
Yeah, and it smells slightly of sriracha, which is pleasant.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, like it's good on fish.
Yeah. Okay, so then I get armed up and I go out to, I just kind of go through and see where all the other guards are going and I kind of follow them.
Yeah, so they are kind of just streaming out all over the place. It's general chaos. You just hear people shouting and giving orders, and it's kind of the middle, well, not the middle of the night, but it is later in the evening, so everyone's okay,
Then I get back on the walkie and ask Juggles. Juggles!
Yep, Juggles here.
Where were you taken?
To a jail cell.
That does not help. Can you tell me where you went after I saw you disappear?
I look around. Well, it's dark. A lot of concrete.
No, not.
There are some bars here.
How did you get there?
The guard picked me up. And I was struggling, but I couldn't get him to drive me.
I saw you flailing like a cat.
Yes, a naughty cat.
Yeah. And where did he take you from there? Give me directions how to get there.
He took me to the basement.
Okay. I run back in the army and go, where's the basement? To the guard that's in there. Or to any of the guards that are in there.
They kind of stare at you and they all kind of shouting directions. But from what you get from it, you have to go. Oops. Sorry. You have to go back from the way you came back down that hallway. But instead of going towards the kitchens, you're going to go down the other hallway that's at the bottom of the screen. and then go back up. You're basically going to the right-hand corner of the screen, upper right-hand corner, but you have to go all the way around.
Okay, well, I start doing that.
All right, and while you do that, as you start running, you run into just a mixture of some people who absolutely seem like guards, and they're dressed very properly, and then some people who are just very dirty and also dressed like guards, and they're all kind of just generally shoving and whatnot, kind of pushing each other in the way. There are some fights breaking out, just general scuffles between different groups of people. As you go down this hallway on the left-hand side, that is fairly empty, except for the two people in the cells that have been tied out. One's knocked up. Turn Swallow, who's just laying there.
Wait, did I see Tawny as I walked or ran through?
You might have, but honestly, there's so many people out and so many people dressed as guards at this moment that you couldn't really tell. Because the hallways are just kind of filling up at this point.
Okay.
With people pushing and shoving and trying to figure out what's going on.
All right. So I walk by and I walk down that other hallway and see what again?
You're going to see one guard that's one undressed man that's knocked out and put in a cell. One man undressed, tied, and put in a cell. Turn Swallow, who's just kind of staring dazedly at an open door, and the captain.
Okay. Captain!
Yar!
How do I get you out of there?
I don't know!
Okay, so I go in, and I line up my mace with the boom boom sauce on it, and I hit the lock with it.
Can you say something cool first? Like a one-liner?
Boom goes the dynamite.
You got what you wanted. Are you happy?
Unsatisfied. Just like my conjugal visit.
Okay. So I'm going to assume this is a wreck sort of action because you're just like smacking it and hitting it, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a plus one for the boom boom sauce. And then you can also get another plus one because of the really cool pun.
What was the pun?
Boom goes the dynamite.
That's
boom boom sauce. It's a bit of a stretch. Stop trying to take a die away from me.
It's a bit of a stretch.
Listen, it's always more effective if you have a good one-liner when you do it.
Yeah, but he didn't.
In fact.
All right, so risky standard.
Yeah.
Well, that could have went worse.
And did you include the two pluses, plus twos?
Yeah, I have zero in front.
Oh, okay, so it was five?
Yeah.
Yeah. You smack the jail cell. Tell me how it explodes.
So it's more of like I hit it and it rings my hands. I'm going, but like you can see the boom boom juice was left over on it. Like it was kind of like, you know, like blubber, just kind of like it hits something and it sticks, but comes off of what it hit.
Yeah. And some residue.
And it worked its way into the lock. And then she goes, boom. It's not a big boom. It's a small boom. It's not a boom boom. It's a boom.
So you really embarrassed yourself by just like, bah. But it's still, and it still just went and opens.
Yeah.
It's very anticlimactic, honestly, for the the amount of work. But Captain, what do you do? The door is open.
I rush out. Squish! Where's that cabin boy of mine?
Don't worry about him. We got to go get Juckles.
All right, my true cabin boy, you bud, you lads, you are my new crew. That traitor.
We're your new crew.
We ride. And I start running away.
No,
which direction,
Captain? We gotta go get Juckles.
All right, I'm back. I'm back. I'm back.
Yes. He's in the basement.
Sorry, I'm so excited to be able to let out of that cage, and I had nothing really much to do in there, so I...
So you got drunk.
I'm working on it. It's part of my arc.
How did you even get liquor into it?
Well, you never know. I got the tiger in there, too. See? Say hello, Paul.
That is my lion, by the way.
No, you have the monkey. I get the lion. Come on, be fair.
Do you want the monkey?
No. Take backsies. And Chuckles gets the just Labrador. Took it. Well,
the Labrador.
The Labrador. Yeah. So we're all even, Steven. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
Oh God, this place is massive.
All right. Before you start heading down the stairs, we're gonna quickly go over to Chuckles. What have you been doing after your last visit with or call from Wish?
Mostly just pacing and not really knowing what I'm gonna do here, and just walking back and forth, and you know. Is there a bed in the cell? There must be, right? Because people sleep there.
Yeah, it's a like a wooden kind of built out, but it's not very big. But yeah, there's a bed.
Is there a pillow for the bed?
No, there's not a pillow.
Okay. Oh, that sucks. So, and then after a while, I kind of lose my temper because I'm just scared and alone, and I start banging on the door or the gate. And I realized that it did not latch. And I'm like, well, that's weird. And I open it and stick my head out and look around. Is it chaos down here?
Not quite. These are where they hold the more severe prisoners or serious ones. So there are still guards here. They haven't left their posts yet, but they are very agitated and very nervous.
What did Shylock do? Goddamn.
And I say, hello?
There are three of them in, like, your immediate area. One of the guards turns and points at you and says, hey, back in your cell.
No, this is a misunderstanding. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm innocent, you see.
Oh, and I'm sure that's what everyone says. Go back in your cell before I lock it for you.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
He kind of turns and walks down there, and he's on the other side of the bars, and he shoves it closed, and he goes, this is protocol. This is to keep you safe. If you can't be safe or keep yourself safe, I will lock you in here.
Oh, I see. So you know that I'm innocent.
Does it matter? Do you hear what's going on above you? And you can kind of hear a lot of like thunderous footsteps above you and just general shouting.
Yeah, I hear a lot of footsteps and shouting. Let's just pretend like I don't know what's going on up there. What would you tell me then?
Those are riot alarms. There's a riot up there. Something's going on.
That's strange. That's a strange coincidence.
What strange coincidence?
Well, no, this is just my one day in ever that I've visited my incarcerated uncle for some family time, and it's weird. It's just a riot the day that I came here. It's a big coincidence. That's all. That's all I'm saying. It's weird. It's really makes you think.
It does.
The guard kind of just stares at you for a little bit, and he goes, "World's made up of coincidences." He's like, I'm watching you.
Oh, you're awfully wise.
Gives you kind of
a prison guard.
Yeah. Walks away. Skylock kind of feebly whispers from his grave, don't make them mad. Chuckles.
Are these cells the same as down where there's like a little like gap at the top?
There's a gap between the top. Yeah.
I jump up on the bed and jump up and throw my arms up there and I say, is that you? Is that you, Uncle?
You saw me get pushed in here and beside you. I've been here this whole time.
Really? Huh. What? This is some crazy shit. I tell you what.
Yes.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
So you never answered my question. You know, is Baz the one you're working for?
Yeah, kind of. Yes. It was a little bit of a win-win situation, as is explained to me. I get my uncle, he gets his thugs, and, you know, happily ever after. Although it hasn't turned out that way.
Before this. Before that.
Yeah.
Before today.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever worked for Baz before?
Ooh, I feel like I shouldn't tell you that. But I'm not sure why. Yes.
And he kind of just shakes his head and tisks a little bit. Chuckles.
I needed the money.
I never thought you'd fall in with such a crowd. Needed the money for what? Could a boy like you need money for?
To pay for my exquisite tastes, for one. You know, that the sustenance you provide me doesn't come cheap.
I suppose we could have worked out a deal or something, but surely things haven't been that bad for you.
It's been real bad for a real long time for old Juckles. Yeah. So, I mean, it was kind of exciting for a while. We blew up a couple houses. Well, one house and one ship and one man. And that was pretty cool.
You blew up a man? Well,
he was a lawman or a ghost. I'm not sure which. But yeah, we blowed him straight to hell. Yeah, it was cool for a while, but I'm beginning perhaps to regret my decisions.
Oh, Chuckles, do you ever think what happens sometimes? Do you ever think about the choices you've made? Where your life has led?
Yeah.
Do you ever think about that?
Well, I'm thinking about it now. It's led to this dank basement in a cell that's not quite locked, next to an uncle who's not quite biological, and my friends who are not quite helpful.
Well, that does sound very...
Stop holding down the button on the walkie-talkie, goddammit.
My pants!
Chuckles, my lad,
who are
run
those?
Away!
Who's...
Who, are these your friends?
I'm like jumping, like I'm like got renewed vigor because now I've discovered you guys are my friends and I don't need my old crew.
Oh, look at that personal development.
I mean, I still want my old crew. I mean, just because one betrayed. But anyway, yeah, we'll keep going.
I'm not developing. So why would Baz lock you up? Did you cross him?
I didn't do anything. I was in my shop.
Oh.
Doing my normal business, working on a new recipe for you that I was going to give you, you know, to help with your, well, I know you got a new lab and I know how expensive,
you heard about it?
You know, propellants can be. And so I was working on something to give to you as a new laboratory gift. And now I find out you're working for Baz.
I didn't know Baz was giving you a hard time. I did. I mean, I was party to a man blowing up.
You haven't. Skylock, you haven't been nut punching, have you? You haven't slipped.
Well.
No. Tell me you haven't slipped.
I mean,
we worked so hard on this.
Times were desperate. And yeah, I lost control, and I obliterated a man's testicles, and then blew up his house. So yeah, I'm right back at it.
What happened? What happened to you, Chuckles? Where was the young, carefree youth that I knew?
I've changed. I'm a carefree man now.
I like to think that as you say that, you're kind of like just like kicking the ground like a little kid. I'm a carefree man now.
I'm a man. A carefree man. I'm a big boy.
We'll continue this heart to heart later. Hold on. I got to grab the captain.
Break time.
Sounds like it.
Anytime. Can you refill my drink?
Oh, shit.
Idiot.
Who's got the cereal today?
I was gonna get more ice.
Go for it.
It's too late. Show must go on.
I'm gonna take a pee.
So go.
I was so confused.
Do you want to read the most horrifying thing I've ever read in a while?
I would prefer if you read it to me.
In a funny voice.
All right. Hey, guys, this might be a long shot, but my son's ball python escaped her enclosure last night. She may still be inside our house, but we do have a doggy door so she could have gotten outside. This is in our neighborhood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, pythons can't bite you, though.
No, they can still bite, but they typically tend to constrict. So what I would suggest is carrying a bludgeon with boom boom sauce on it.
That's your answer to everything now.
She's between 4 and 5 feet long and very tame.
Oh, you better hope it doesn't, like, swim up the toilet.
You better hope it doesn't find its way into the sewage system and then up into your house.
Yes.
Once it's in the sewers.
You know those old classic suburban fairy tales. That picked up better than your voice ever has.
That crunch.
That crunch.
Probably my jaw. The jaw pops.
Oof. Yeah, that could be it too.
It's one of your many charms.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Oh, feel good now.
Good.
No one's ever called me.
Captain Squish, as you're walking down the first hallway, there's a guard immediately to the front of you, and you can tell as you approach there's a second hallway as well with another guard. How are you approaching this man?
I'm going to sit there and be like, I'm leading this criminal to the, what do they call it, like the worst of the worst cells. What are those called?
Like
prison cells?
Sir? The prison cells, but like, you know, like the top ones are, you know, they've got like medium criminals. The bottom ones are the hard end.
You're taking it from the bottom bitch prison cell.
Yeah, the, you know, solitary confinement for that comment.
All right. He doesn't quite believe you, mostly because the captain has been bouncing the entire time down the hallway with a renewed vigor in life.
Because we're his friends
now. Right, because you're his friend. Guys, and he has been friends. Watching you since you walked down right. The hallway.
I'm taking him to the padded solitary confinement cells.
Oh, well, that I believe. Go on in, but you're going to have to check in with the guard down there.
Oh, I will. Don't you worry about that.
That was good.
So believable.
This guard is not nearly as naive as the first one. That was a gimme. This one...
Yeah.
He goes, I haven't seen you around here recently. You new?
Yeah, very new. I don't know what's going on. I was just told by the captain, well, the head chef, let's just say that. I got to bring him down here to the solitary confinement cells.
With padding.
The padded solitary confinement cells.
Need my pads.
We don't have any solitary confinement cells down here.
That's just what he told me. I was told it was where the worst of the worst are held.
Do you have his transport papers or anything? Or?
There's a riot going on. You want this madman loose?
It's funny.
You know what, let's see.
This is the ghost captain. You want him loose?
You're going to have to try and convince him if you want.
All right, I'm going to sway
try
him.
Try to sway him.
Hold on. I want
to
see how
do you want to stress yourself, Captain, to see if take one stress and...
I think I'm going to push myself.
No, just shoot him.
Oh, you're going to push yourself? All right.
Yeah, I'm going to push myself.
Okay.
And that's two, right? Two stress?
Two stress. Oh. Yep.
Well, that kind of worked.
You convince him, but only because the, you know, you do seem pretty threatening, and you are, you know, in uniform, you have been working there, so he does believe you, but he does kind of keep an eye on you, as you guys, walk past.
Okay, and then as we're in the hall, I look at Captain and go, make the monkey warning call.
Oh, God, I don't remember it.
What do you mean you don't remember it? You just had a flashback.
Oh.
Was that it?
Do you hear a monk, an ape running around here?
Oh, no. This is bad.
If only the ape had a walkie-talkie.
I can't even tell you what it was because you cut out, like, at both times you did it, you cut out, like, halfway through.
Oh, well, I'm just screaming down the hallway trying to make these whistling noises.
You know what? I'll do this. You can roll and see if from deep within the pits of the dungeon, if Dee Dee somehow can hear you over the din. Right, you can do that if you want. You're gonna roll, but it's gonna just one.
Just one die.
Yeah.
Is it? Do I add the number die, or is it zero already gives me one? I forgot already.
Well, if you have plus zero, do you have any in?
Well, I was just click the dice.
Oh,
I think you're just.
Oh yeah, 1D. Just click the dice and roll one D.
One D. I got one D car.
Oof. He's not going to hear you over that.
Oh fuck!
What the fuck did he have to get? An odd number?
Seven.
He'd have to get a six for sure to hear him in the basement when he's on the wall above the prison while alarms are going off and there's just general ruckus.
Why do we even have a monkey?
He's an ape.
We have a lion. A stone lion. Found out he's stone today. Did you guys know he was stone?
I thought he was wicker.
Wicker, I barely know her.
Someone locked this man up.
That's where I'm taking him. I don't know how we're going to get past the rest of the guards now.
Oh, it'll be fine. We'll be such fine.
Precious little
one. All right, then we just keep walking through.
Yep, keep walking through to the other side. Out of my way.
How do you...
What?
He keeps rotating.
Who?
The captain.
I forgot how to do it.
No, I locked you.
But not the captain?
Why? Well, I had to do... Oh, no, I didn't lock you. All right, now you are, though.
Was it shift? Control shift?
It doesn't matter. You're locked. Move on.
The two guards that you come up to, since you've gotten this far, you know, and the captain's just making general monkey noises, give you a wide berth.
We just keep walking. I go, stand back, boys. This one's a dangerous one.
Oops.
He stopped.
But you do, so you finally do get to the general security or the general prison area where there are a handful of empty cells. You can see them there. And three guards. So now what? You got him down to the prison cell. And there are three guards watching you bring this hooting and hollering man.
Hooting and hollering.
I was told to bring this inmate to cell three.
They kind of look around and they're like, okay. Put him in there.
I start walking up this way and
cell
over.
Three is going to be right over by Skylock and Chuckles over here. There's a blank cell.
Yes, that's exactly what I wanted. All right, so
now
I stand in front of the cell and I'm trying to like pretend like I'm fumbling with keys or whatever. And I pull out the walkie-talkie and go, Juckles.
Hello, this is Juckles.
Juckles, yeah. The door is still open, right?
The what?
The door to your cell is still open, right?
No, I'm in jail. Why would it be open? That doesn't make any sense. Wait, is it open?
Have you tried to just, like, push it?
Yeah, and then someone yelled at me, and now I'm in here, and I'm scared.
Try to push it again.
All right. And I go up. You're not. I'm not going to get yelled at, am I? This isn't some kind of trick?
I mean, I might yell at you, but...
All right, I push on the gate, and it swings open, right?
Yeah, it swings open, but the guard in the corner who's now watching this, with the accompaniment of the other guard who's now curious because, you know, this is different. Oh. One of them shouts at you, goes, "Hey, shut that!"
And I gasp, and I close the gate really quick.
No, no. God damn it, no.
And I close it.
No, no.
No what?
Keep it open.
I mean... I'm not. Keep it. That guy was looking at me. He's mean.
Keep it open.
He's gonna hurt me.
Keep it open.
I'm not gonna keep it open.
Keep it open.
All right, I crack it. I crack it just the tiniest bit.
Push it open. Just push it open.
What's gonna happen?
You'll be fine. Don't worry.
I'm worried.
Don't be.
All right. I push it open, but then I run back into the back corner of my cell and just sit there with my like my arms so and my knees.
Slowly, ghost opens, just pew. You know, yeah. Like if you push a door, you know, kind of slowly opens. The guard kind of stares at it. He approaches. Anything.
Okay, I jump in the way.
Hold on. No. Don't distract him. I want him to walk by, and I hand the bludgeon to Captain and say, after he walks by to close the door, hit him in the back of the head. Like, I don't say it, but, like, I hand him.
Okay. All right.
You get this, Captain?
Yeah, I do that.
He hands you...
You're not Captain.
But, no, I'm hiding. I'm scared.
Yeah, you're under the sheets.
No, I'm not under the sheets. I'm in the corner.
Guard, hiding from the boogeyman.
The guard pushes past you, too, and he's like, kind of gives you one of those, like, this one, huh? And he goes, he shuts the door. This fucking guy, right? And he's like, I told you multiple times, keep this shut.
I'm sorry.
I try to whack at him.
Okay. go ahead and you're gonna just hit him.
Yeah, wreck.
Yep, you can get also, a plus one too because you get a surprise. You kind of also, surprise
Captain,
them.
I assume your wreck is pretty good, right?
Didn't you upgrade your wreck?
Yeah, I have one. I have one thing on it.
No.
Oh, okay. I thought it was higher. We definitely need a wrecker.
I have two wreck.
Oh. And there you are, hiding in the fucking corner.
Listen, the man told me to sit here. I don't want to be here any longer than I have to be. I feel like if I just play along...
So you hide...
Yes, I'm not
so you're
supposed...
hiding...
I'm not supposed to be here.
Did it work?
So you're hiding where...
Yeah. It works. You bring the cudgel down on this guy's head, and you knock him out, and he kind of, you know, falls to the ground. Not moving. The kind of clatter has drawn the attention of the two other guards, and they're starting to approach from around the corner.
All right, I bring out my long rifle.
I rush in and grab old Chuckles and.
What?
Why? Like Gimli at the end of Lord of the Rings: Return of the King, where he's like. I'm about to say, boy, am I glad to see.
And then you pick me up and you just throw me over your shoulder. what are you doing?
Get the hell out of here, boy. We're going to get a new ship and a new crew.
What?
You're on our way up. All right. And then I rush out the door with him holding him over my shoulder. Begging him.
We're going to get your uncle.
Squish, get the man's uncle. He's joining our crew.
Yeah, no, I got to shoot the other guard.
Shoot. All right.
Does he?
I'll go take out the other one.
Does the guard hear him say, I got to shoot this guy?
So he's rounding the corner. I'm assuming you're all kind of just like talking on top of each other. One guard rounds the corner. One is kind of in between. It's around the hallway a little bit. So there's one at the end of the hall.
I shoot the guard.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I shoot the one that's standing, you know, this guy.
All right, go ahead. Shoot him.
All right, that's Hunt, right? Because he's far away.
Mm-hmm. You shoot him. He goes down.
Okay, so I run past the other one. I'm running towards the other one now.
Wait, the one that's on the knocked out or close to knocked out one?
No, the one around the corner. The one around the corner.
So there's one that you just hit. He's down. There's one that you just shot. He's down. There's one on the coming from the furthest wall, and he's walking towards you.
And there's a Chuckles on your shoulder.
Yeah, that's the one I'm running towards.
Am I still on your shoulder?
Do you still have Chuckles on your shoulder?
Yeah.
Hey,
no.
Where are we going?
Chuckles, get down.
What are we doing? I want to be down.
Throw Chuckles at him.
All right, you're going to throw Chuckles at him?
Hey, yeah. Put me down. Not like that.
Go ahead and do a wreck.
Oh, just regular wreck?
But he gets a bonus for, like, extra weight, right?
Yeah, I think just the ridiculousness of throwing a man. Yeah, you can get plus one for that, too.
What do I get?
Tell me, what do you do?
I'm running down the hall. I got him down the hall, and I turn around the corner.
What's going on? What's going on?
And I panic. And I look at him, and I look at him.
No,
and
I see what you do. Don't you?
And he lands right on top of him, and they say, like a big sack of potatoes, but it's a sack of cabin boy.
Well, you knock him out. He is down on the ground. There is another guard. He is in this like medical room, but he hears the commotion and he's decided he's going to just stay there. Considering you successfully knocked a guy out, shot them with one shot, and threw a man at him. He's decided, I'm just going to stay here with the corpses.
Things are finally turning up.
So
Chuckles, that was amazing.
I'm laying there on top of this other man you just tossed me at, and I get up and start dusting myself off, and I give you the meanest look. What the fuck?
You did it!
What?
That was amazing, my boy! You knocked him out! Look at him! That was amazing!
It's
the coolest thing! And I run up and I pick you up again.
Don't! Put me down! Put me down! We're not going anywhere until you put me back down.
All right, put him down. There we go, lad. Let's get out of here.
I can't help but feel a bit used.
You gotta look for keys,
Where's my uncle? That's the only reason we're here!
Yes, we have to
look for keys to get
Shylock out.
Why don't you use the boom boom juice on your bludgeon again?
Well, you have the bludgeon, so you got to give it to Chuckles.
What?
Chuckles, boom boom juice.
What? You're gonna throw me into the fence too? Try to break it and use me to do everything around here?
No.
What?
Captain, give him the bludgeon.
How about this, you idiots? Why don't I just pick the lock?
Okay.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Maybe you should have asked. I'm more than just a sack of cabin boy.
I forgot that you weren't actually put in here. You came in here yourself.
Yeah, it's kind of what I do.
Why is his voice so much higher all of a sudden?
Why does he sound like a Kepner?
He started doing the little person voice and it just stuck.
Oh, just wait till we get back to the junk fort.
Oh, no. You know, now I know why you wear such a tall hat.
Yeah, it's to keep stuff in. Cool stuff like G.I. Joe's.
I'm, Onions.
And sometimes onions, but also mostly G.I. Joes and grenades.
Mostly G.I. onions.
All right, now get out of the way. I push you guys out of the way as I walk back over to the gate, and I'd like to tinker on it.
Go for it.
No,
wait,
you got
no,
more than
I have
one.
Some.
You,
oh, I
you
have.
Rolled for me, yeah. You rolled for me.
All right.
Because you should be full in Tinker.
Yeah, I have four.
Not much better.
What? No, I got a five. Isn't, you did. Don't you do the highest?
Yeah.
Okay.
You do, yeah. You tinker with the lock and it opens. Skylock looks out and he kind of is a little dazed and he's like, I think I've seen you two before. Have you? Are you?
I'm Juckles.
Charles
I'm
Anders
your nephew.
Friends? Not you.
Oh.
He gently chides. Not you, son.
No, you. Not I'm you, nephew. Captain.
I'm Captain Fitz Clyde, the ghost pirate. You've probably heard of me. I'm currently looking for a new crew. How would you like to be a cabin boy?
Hold on. So when those two deaths happened, or the one death, there was a bell, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah, bells are ringing. But to be fair, bells have started ringing for a while now. Okay. There's a lot of shit going on.
Did
upstairs.
I kill the guy I cludgeoned?
Did you get a six on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you killed him.
Aww.
His brains are everywhere.
And you know what? I'm going to say since you got a six on the guy you chucked a man at, he's probably not going to make it either.
Wait,
what? That's not real. I mean, come on. I've seen men
throw
on men before.
You know what? Let me throw Tiger into somebody and with perfect aim.
And I'm pretty sure I've done that.
I probably.
We were wrestling that one birthday.
It was something else. So, wait. How the I forgot the ghost situation. What I don't want to get on too much of a discretion.
Whenever there's a death, a bell tolls, right.
and then
there's a group of people who come and collect the souls, and that's what's used to power Duskovel. But that's why there's a bell that rings here. I'll give you guys a bell.
Cabin collect ghosts. I'm sorry. The captain. I had cabin boy on my mind. Can the captain collect ghosts? Or souls.
Yes, he can.
But I don't have my stuff with me.
What do you mean?
You would only
stuff?
Need a bottle, which you do have.
What? Yeah, it's full of whiskey.
You have a bottle.
Bottles.
He took. Yeah, well, they took my. I remember that. I listened to the last. They took Neelix and my spare bottles when I came in.
Yes, but you have a bottle of whiskey you've been carrying around, right? That you had in your. You snuck
in. Yeah.
That's a bottle.
I can.
Well, but on the same level, there's. Been two deaths.
Yeah,
I can get one of them
deaths.
Ghosts.
Well,
why do you want one of them as a ghost?
Well, I don't know. I was just asking about it.
Keys.
Uh oh.
No, no. Yep, we murdered that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them, I guess.
Well, what do you guys want to do?
No, I don't know. I was just asking the question.
Run!
Where?
Do you want to capture you? So yes, you've killed two people. Two people are dead. Do you can capture a ghost? You would have to empty out your bottle to do that. It has to be an empty bottle.
It was just an idea for maybe
and you have a bottle of whiskey that you snuck
maybe
in.
To the captain just because he's been so downtrodden lately. I thought maybe it was just something, just an idea. I don't care. I was just thinking about it.
What'd you say? I didn't get any of that.
It was just an idea. I just said that there are dead people. Dead people have souls. You like souls or ghosts. If you felt it like was consistent with your character.
Are the people who come and attack us ghosts? Are they like dementors?
Right now? The people who attack you late, like...
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, and then, well, because you call it, because then we call it, we killed somebody before, and.
Oh, those people? They're people.
Those are, they're people. Humans, I think.
They're people. They're not, they're just people. They're alive.
Okay. All right, well, I started tuning to find out if there's any good ghosts in the area.
There are. Go ahead. you can attune. I think you already have something where you can automatically see them, right?
Yeah, it's my eye patch.
Yeah, there's two. It's the people you killed.
Wait.
Oh, okay.
This is what I'm imagining. We're about ready to like leave, and he's like, "Wait, let me attune." Are there any?
There's one. There's another one.
And he's just pointing to the dead body. There's a ghost there and a ghost there.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I've got those ghost powers, Captain.
All right. And which one? So
they probably won't help us too much.
Not if I force them.
I've seen your command rolls.
That just sounds like.
I mean, I'm just doing what I'm just trying to come up with ideas. What do you want to do?
Run!
Should we run?
I mean, I don't want to be here.
I mean, we got our man out of the prison, so we just got to get out of here.
Yeah, but you
got
to carry him. Yeah. He's old and frail, and his skin is falling off. You should carry him.
He's your uncle. You carry him.
I'm too small. We've been over this.
You were just...
I was just flung.
Recently used as a weapon.
Yes, like a stone.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm starting to run. Come on, grab him, boys!
Skylock is not going to be able to keep up with you guys if you do run. Which you can, but someone will have to kind of help
I'm going to help my uncle. He can't run. He's old and decrepit. He's also very scared.
Is he deaf? I'm sure he doesn't like hearing that.
Well.
So as you guys, are you just backtracking your way out of here?
Yeah.
So.
Wait, unless if there's another way out of here.
No. Okay. That's like, then, I mean, unless you think of something, but yeah, it's backtracking. Okay, so Captain and Squish.
Flashback to when I dug a secret tunnel out of the.
Secret tunnel!
Just messed
up. Secret tunnel!
This is Shawshank.
Anti or reverse Shawshank.
Yeah. Yeah, unless you you make your way out of there. It's okay, anyway. So Squish and Captain start running ahead. Chuckles, you kinda help your uncle Skylock. And every time he passes a body, he's just like, oh! You know, like, my word.
Don't.
Is that man? Is he?
Oh. No, he's sleeping. Let's keep going.
That one's head is bashed in.
No, that's...
That one has a bullet hole.
Nope, that is a sleeping hole.
That one just looks like he's had a fan thrown at it.
Yeah, optical illusion. Just close your eyes and let's keep going.
Where do I have to get my items back? Like, where's Neelix at?
Good question.
Can I summon him? Can I can I just? Does there's like do I have like a connection to him where I like can know where he's at by attuning, or is that too much?
If you attune to him, you succeed, you could kind of call him from where you're at. Do you want to do that, or do you want me to tell you where he's at?
Let's make it interesting and see if I can attune to him.
Just give me the answer.
I didn't say that.
I did
said the other one. Oh. Good boy. one plus die. What's my
whatever your tune is?
Oh, I got two, so I had two. Partial success.
So how do you tune
to
him?
In this building.
You call out to him. What do you do? Tell me how you try to get his attention.
Oh, I'm just trying to like as we're running, I'm like trying to like use like both my I'm trying to use the my eye patch, which is like is supposed to help me give me sight, as well as my natural attunement powers, and I'm trying to see. I'm seeing a ton of ghosts in this place because this is a prison. People have died here, but I know what Neelix looks like. All these ghosts look really prisonery, Felix looks like a stuffy butler.
You catch sight of him. He's on the top floor. And he goes, he kind of like someone calls his name from a distant room. He's like, sir?
Felix.
Sir, the captain, is that you?
And then I start whistling like,
that cut out. That your... So I don't.
Yeah, your noise cancellation. What? All your loud noises cut out. Don't.
Yeah.
Oh well, then imagine it.
Well, I'm. It's just like I wasn't sure if that sounded just like the whistle you were trying to do to get.
That's deep what in. I think it is. Yeah, let's. It's the same whistle.
Okay, so you're trying to do that whistle.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's funny is I can hear it from the other room. I know exactly what it sounds like. Yeah, it's the same. He goes, sir, I hear you. Where are you?
I can't. What am I supposed to do? I can't. Can I telepathically communicate with him, or is that not really how it works?
I think attuning means you can communicate with the dead too, right? I think so.
Well, I'm on the basement floor making my way up. I'll come get you.
Hurry, sir. There's so much madness. Ghosts are popping up around us constantly.
Do something useful up there.
I'm in a bottle, sir.
Well, do something. I'm on my way.
You hear faintly as you stop attuning. Ew. Ew.
Are we on the upper floor now?
Let's see. So there are the two guards that kind of just let you walk past earlier. They see a group of two men charging at them. Whoop. Sorry, what?
Oh, you said let us walk past. I thought you were talking about the ones that we killed. Yeah, they let us walk past because they're dead. But you must have been talking about different guards.
No, the two that we walked by earlier that like kind of just kept their head down. Oh. You know.
Yeah, because you were screaming like a madman.
Yeah, I'm still screaming like a madman.
But they see both you and Squish kind of just like charging towards them, and they get nervous and they start to reach for their sidearms. One pulls out a knife, one pulls out a gun, and they're kind of holding it to you. And they're like, they start telling you, you know, stop running. So you're all in this hallway right here. I'm going to move y'all.
Even Juckles.
Yes, you are trailing behind a little bit because you have to carry Skylock.
I'm not carrying him. He's walking his under his own power. I'm just escorting
him. All right, you're kind of guiding him.
No, you got arm in arm.
Yeah, just like that.
You got your arm on his shoulder. He's got his arm on your shoulder walking together.
Yeah, like my best gal.
Or your best drunk buddy.
That's what I meant.
So I'm going to do a cool move, and I'm going to slide and aim my long rifle and shoot.
Roll for cool move.
Okay. That's really cool. Is this like a kind of a showing off maneuver, or is this more of just like a strictly like you're trying to take them down maneuver?
I'm just trying to take them down. Well, I would preferably like to take down the one with the gun, not the knife. But if that's not
fair.
No, I mean, it's you totally can. yeah, I think you just use hunt for that, hunt? Right? Okay. Or would you use finesse because you're kind of being like, you know, in a little trick shot?
Because it wasn't going to be exactly like close.
Okay, like, so you're just trying to get him.
So like, okay, so like on the picture, like the hallway, there's like one guy on the right.
Yeah.
That's the one I want to shoot at. Whether he's the one with the knife or the gun, I don't really care. Like preferably the one with the gun, but whatever.
Yeah, go ahead and roll. I would assume hunt.
Hunt? Right? Okay.
Risky. Because you're using your long rifle to kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Five.
You shoot the one that's on the right-hand side. He goes down pretty quickly. He's definitely wounded and bleeding out. He did not have the gun, though. He did have a knife. The other one is, with the gun, is kind of getting closer and, or rather is like, you're getting closer to him and he's, you know, aiming the gun at you.
Fair.
I come around the corner and I like have my hands up like, hold on there, hold on there. Let's take it easy. I'm sane now.
He hesitates, partially because his friend just got shot, and also because he's now suddenly remembering you're the crazy screaming man from earlier.
I start coming up real close to him, like, you know, like, come on, all right, listen, we got to get out of here. Things are kind of tough. That guy's crazy. He's shooting people. I just want to get out of here two alive, all right? And I'm trying to get close to him, so, like, you know, get him on my side.
He's not letting you get too close. He's kind of trying to back away. Are you trying to, like, convince him to throw his weapon away?
I'm trying to get close enough to him that I can strike.
Well, you're not going to be able to get, like, super close to him because he, you know, you... There's a man behind him with a rifle pointed at him, and you're standing here like this. But you get within, like, you know, 3 or 4 feet, and then his back is against the wall, and he's like, come any closer, and I'm going to shoot.
All right, just relax. Let's relax. I don't know what to do. I didn't think this thing right. All the way through.
Flashback.
All right, flashback. Set the scene.
Okay, so right... As I started hearing the sirens going off, Squish decided to grab the knife roll from the kitchen.
His throwing knives!
The throwing knives!
Why would they have those in a kitchen? Who needs to throw knives in a kitchen?
Well, they're paring knives. But they're...
It's the best kind of kitchen in town.
They're so equally balanced
as
throwing knives.
What a coincidence.
Weirdly enough, they're it's just not like they're double bladed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you grabbed those with you, you kept them with you?
I kept them with me. I put them in my pocket, my bag, and I will take a load for that.
But didn't you also have a gun?
I picked that up though.
Yeah, but
I didn't carry it with me.
Alright.
Which I did a light load, which is how many items?
I mean, why do you need knives when you have a gun? Why don't you just shoot them?
Because this is cooler.
All right.
Dick.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe I should punch his dick.
So I'm just going to launch one of these throwing knives at him.
All right. Go for it.
I don't even know what that is.
That would be like finesse.
Oh boy.
Because it's not quite like you're hunting him down. You get him. You get him.
Fucking throw that parent knife perfectly.
He doesn't even have time to react, and he's dead.
It just hits him like boom, right in the eye.
Ooh.
And he falls.
Oh dear.
Right in the eye.
Right in the eye. And I go, Captain, grab that gun.
I grab the gun. Yar!
I didn't think he'd be so receptive. Oh, yeah, I forgot about the bell.
I wish I could fade that out. All right. So you guys are going to go start heading. Now you got two dead. Captain Squish are still leading the way up the hallway. Chuckles, you're kind of trailing behind with Skylock. He sees the two dead bodies and he kind of does one of those fainting maneuvers. Is this the sort of rough house the life you lead? Is this normal for you?
Yes. I punch him in the nuts.
No, that's canon now. Don't do that. That's your uncle.
That's your finger banging uncle that you love so much. You're gonna punch him in the nuts.
I thought you were talking about this next guy. I didn't know you were talking about Skylock.
No.
Skylock.
No, Skylock. He, as he sees the two dead bodies, the ones with a, that's bleeding out, and the one with a knife in his head or wherever that he got, he's just stone cold dead. He faints and he, oh, is this,
wait, no.
Is this the life
no.
you lead? Is this what
Skylock,
you do?
Skylock, no, they're just sleeping. They're really tired.
Sleeping?
Yeah, they're knocked out.
Listen, I may not live the hard life you live, but I'm not stupid.
I had nothing to do with this. I was back there with you hugging.
Hugging?
Hugging.
Yeah, you know, like you hug your drunk friend. That's what you said, Andy.
Oh, right. Yeah. You should probably fireman carry him, though, from this point out.
He's twice the size of me.
He is very tall.
Oh.
He's very tall and skinny. Okay. I don't know if he's exactly twice the size, but he's very much taller than Chuckles. Charles Xander.
Is that a short joke?
So he's basically using Chuckles as like a cane.
Like a cane.
Like a crutch.
No, yeah. It's probably like a cane.
Hey.
He just has one hand.
Not his shoulder. Around the top of his head.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Hey. Hey.
So same thing, you guys are running down the hallway. Guard at the end at this point is, he sees you guys coming. He just pulls out his own weapon. Are you guys going to try to kill him too?
Oh, I wonder what they're going to do. They'll probably try to talk to him or perhaps probably kill him.
No, holy shit. We were just trying to leave. And there's a couple of escaped inmates out there. They're going after those two guys in the other room. It's crazy. You got to get back there and help them.
He is a little unbelieving. Are you going to try to convince him or command him?
I'll sway him.
All right. Sway him. Do you want to give him an extra boost, Captain? Oops, sorry.
No, sorry.
You convince him. He starts running and he takes off the direction that you guys came, and you don't see his reaction, but you can hear him go, "Oh my god!"
And we start running out and go, "That guy was a fucking idiot, boys."
What are you right. A Trailer Park Boy?
Like Ricky from Trailer Park Boys. That's kind of what I was going for.
You make your way down the hallway. There's one more guard. I'm gonna let you guys do it. He's at this point so flabbergasted. He heard the other guy run. He's heard the other guy scream. He's not gonna bother you. You guys gonna run past him or are you gonna engage him?
Oh, I'm gonna run up. I'm gonna run. Can I?
Hold on.
What?
Boo, hear me out here. This guy was an idiot, right? He just let us by without checking any credentials earlier.
Uh-huh.
Let's get him to help us carry Skylock out.
Okay, can we do that?
Yeah. If you can convince him, sure.
All right, Andy, go sway him. You just did pretty good job with that last one.
Yeah, well, that was luck. All right. There's a bunch of shit going on out there. Inmates are trying to escape. The other guy just tried to help him, but we're trying to get this guy out here, out to safety. He was just visiting when everything went down. They locked him up, so we're just trying to get him out.
No, you're talking about me. That's what happened to me. Skylock was locked up here.
Yes,
he was arrested.
That. I'm not lying.
What?
I'm twisting the truth.
Oh.
I didn't say who needs help.
No.
Oh.
No. No, you're confusing me with Skylock.
Yeah.
No, he was definitely a prisoner.
They need help. They need help.
Oh, yes.
Can you help him? Can you help us carry him out?
He has heard this aside where, you know, Charles Xander kind of interrupted him to be like, no, I was in prison. You know, I got thrown in here. But he is pretty dumb. So if you want to go ahead and try and sway him, you can give it a shot if anyone else wants to help out with the convincing.
No, go ahead. Just give it a shot.
You're on your own.
All right. So plus one. Well, boo, that does mean you take stress. Do you have enough stress?
I don't want to do that. I said go ahead.
I don't want to help you either.
I'm not helping. I was watching you.
Okay, so no one's helping.
Nobody's helping. Yeah, right. You're thanks, on your guys. Own for this
thanks,
one.
Critical success. Fucking critical success.
I didn't know you can get critical success.
If you have more than one six, that's critical.
He goes, oh my god, of course, this has been a complete miscarriage of justice. I can't believe this poor old frail man was put in here just when he was visiting this, obviously, the one that was in prison, you know, man with the funny hat. And he rushes over and he you know, props up Skylock on his shoulders. And he's like, wait, hold on.
Give me his keys.
Can you carry me too?
He's like, yes, of course, here. And he gives you a pair of his keys. What?
Can he carry me too?
No.
It's too much.
I don't think he can carry you, but he does. He does have a cudgel that he takes off, and he goes, "Here, it'll be easier without this." And he hands it to whomever would like
and
to
I
take
whack
it.
Him.
He sticks it out.
Why? Why?
I don't.
I'm gonna let you take a mulligan on that. If you'd like, or
no,
if you
I'm
want
not
to come
do that.
It.
That was, but it would be funny though if he gave me that cudgel and I just
it would be,
and
it
I just
would
popped
be.
Him on the
it
head. We got him.
I feel like there are these moments in Chuckle's mind where he like acts out these bouts of rage, and
wild
then he like
card benches,
and then he like snaps back to reality, and he's like, "Oh, I shouldn't punch my uncle in the nuts. I probably shouldn't whack this guy with." He like has these like JD from Scrubs, very realistic like moments, and then he's like, "Oh wait. I'm just kidding. That would be bad."
No, yeah, I don't do that, but it would have been funny.
But you do take his cudgel, and you look at it like I could. All right. Well, you guys as a group. You squish Captain Chuckles, Skylock, with the help of our unknown guard, the dim-witted guard.
Hey, what's your name anyway?
Make it to the top of the stairs. I don't know. my name? Why do you need to know my name?
Well, I don't know. I just want to know what to call you. You're helping us out, and if I needed to get your attention or, you know, just give you thanks or
love.
You can call me Chuck.
What? No, we can't have two
not
Chucks.
Chuck. That's like Chuckle.
It's too close. Get a new name. Oh. I'll call you Dwayne.
You can call me Paul.
Paul? We already have a Paul.
No, we already have a Paul.
All right, you can't be Paul either. Paul. You have a third name? I'm calling you Dwayne.
I hate
Dwayne with a D. The D's silent. Like my name.
All right. Dwayne it is.
But pronounced like Wayne.
His name's Chuck. Wayne. Chuck Paul Wayne.
Chuck Hall Wayne. Chuck Paul Wayne.
Chuck Paul Wayne.
Chuck Paul Wayne.
The serial killer's always
up for name. So you guys make it to the top. The very top of the stairs. And as you do, the fighting has progressed. It's in the hallways now. There are people just going fisticuffs the entire way. And you've noticed there are three very distinctive groups. There are the people who are very clearly police officers. They're in well-pressed uniforms. There are prisoners who just look like they've gotten out. There are police officers in grungy uniforms. And there are men with red sashes around their belts.
Oh, shit.
But are there windows by where we're at?
It's not a...
No.
Is there a rampaging chimpanzee?
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to know about, if there was windows.
Yeah, it's not a resort. It's not filled with windows.
There are no windows that you can particularly reach. They are quite a bit off the ground, like towards the ceiling. There are windows around the rest of the building, but you are right by like the prisoner cells. So there are no windows.
Captain, can you try to call Dee Dee again?
I forgot. Hold on. I think I got it. Also, I'm still looking for Neelix.
I think I heard that from Bridget's computer.
I like the idea that maybe it's just so high pitched that nobody can hear it but Dee Dee. It's like one of those dog whistles.
Dee Dee and ghosts.
So does that work?
You know, we'll roll just one die. We'll see. We'll play chance.
That's not a command.
Sure, it can be a command because it is a command for Dee Dee. Literally, it is a command like a dog.
Command. Yeah.
All right, so roll your command, Brandon. Captain.
He did already. He rolled it twice.
I rolled this one dice. No, I rolled this one die because that's what they said initially, but then I rolled my command.
Oh, so it's the 4. Because you don't have any in command?
No, he's got 2 command.
Oh, okay. So it's a 6. Okay.
It's a success. From the other side of the prison, if you guys can see on your left-hand side where there's this green area, that is the outdoor training area. That's where Dee Dee's been waiting. And you just hear his monkey cry, "What?" On the other side, he's heard you. What was the command to do? To come to you? Just to get there?
Yeah. Also, I'm still looking for my ghost, so I'm still running around. Where's Neelix at? Is he on this floor?
He is. Do you want me to tell you, or are you going to tune to him again? Or you already attuned to him, right?
Yeah, I should be able to see him. Or at least have an idea of sense.
In this bottom right-hand corner where there are, like, you can see there's, like, bookshelves rows. That is, like, the where they put all the evidence and where the people who bring their stuff.
So I start running down that way.
You do. And as you do so, you can kind of, you occasionally see this like monkey head kind of like pop up on the other side of the fence. Dee Dee is there.
What?
I don't.
Why are you laughing? What did I do? I sneezed.
No, not you sneezing.
Oh.
The apex is like,
he's like popping up in the window.
And just like figuring out where to go to wreak havoc.
He's pulling on the bars.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to take a call it for this evening right before you so you're on the top floor?
Reunited with Dee Dee, or she's still looking for us?
Dee's looking for an entrance, but she'll find a way in.
Always finds a way.
Dee Dee finds a way.
Dee Dee will find a way in. She knows to come looking for you.
I have a pack of cigarettes in my pocket.
Yes.
In your hat. Taped to the inside of your hat.
As Dee Dee pokes her head in, what do you wave them at her?
Come on, boy. Like a dog biscuit. Girl. Monkey. Ape. Apes are popping.
Dee Dee, with her great monkey strength, is able to kind of slip open one of the bars and pops in
monkey
right next
strength,
to you.
More like nicotine strength. I don't know. I couldn't come up with one, but she really wants a cigarette. You know how people get.
You better give her one after that.
Okay. Deal.
All right, so just as a idea, you guys have come to the top of the stairs. You have Dee Dee, you have Skylock, you have Dwayne, the dim-witted guard, and you just need to get out.